Country Pop FM.
And this is it. It's the Bob Almanac. As we're predicting and we promote it, we looked ahead, so we got to do it, right?
Yeah, we do now. We're pot committed.
We do have a Bob Almanac salute here today. No audio, but when I grew up thinking and learning that her name was pronounced Rosalyn. It was Rosalyn Carter, because that's the way that they pronounced it on Saturday Night Live when Dan Aykroyd was doing his Jimmy Carter impersonation. He would go, "Hi, I'm Jimmy Carter. It's my wife Rosalyn Carter. Here's my wife," you know, the whole, he did the Amy Carter thing, Amy Carter, the whole thing. But now they say Rosalyn. The phonetic that we got from the news service and the local news are saying Rosalyn. So at some point in time, it went from Rosalyn to Rosalyn. What do you think? I think the southern pronunciation, if you're south of the Mason-Dixon line from Georgia, I think they say Rosalyn.
I think you're probably right.
She passed away. The
good long run.
Former first lady, her and Jimmy Carter. Jimmy's still with us.
He's having health issues.
Right,
so they're
both
well into
their 90s.
They both
went to hospice.
Yeah.
Yes, they were married 77 years.
Wow,
that is a long run.
Awesome.
She was 96, dying around family and friends, passing away in Plains, Georgia, at their home.
A true public servant.
Yes, Rosalyn Carter. Dead at the age of 96. Now gone, but not forgotten.
Sure.
Today, Monday, November 20th, 324th day of the year, 1947. Let's get a newsreel rolling here.
A nation and a world watch. Once only in 1,100 years of British kingship has there been such a day. An heiress presumptive to the throne marries the man of her choice.
The that setting man was Philip Mountbatten. He became Princess Philip later on. He was the Duke of Edinburgh and the Prince and the whole thing, Princess Elizabeth. She would not yet, she became Queen, what, in 56? When did she become Queen?
Yeah.
Somewhere in the 50s.
Mid-50s.
And so that was the state, 1947. And I'm pretty sure Philip knew that he was marrying the eventual Queen.
I bet he did.
Helped make his decision.
Right, I would not call that a bad gig.
No. Back in 1947. This date in 1971 on the Brady Bunch, Jan is feeling inadequate.
Well, all I hear all day long at school is how great Marcia is at this, or how wonderful Marcia did that. Marcia, Marcia, Marcia!
Marcia, Marcia, this was the episode. It aired on this date in 1971, the famous Marcia, Marcia, Marcia episode. So many boyfriends, so many trophies, so many ribbons. And Jan had none of those things. She was she just felt inadequate on this date. No matter how much Mike and Carol would tell her how special she is. You thought she was special.
Yeah, she had me, but she didn't know it.
You often said Jan, 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 instead of Marcia, Marcia, Marcia.
Right.
That was back this date, 1971. 2 years later, also on television.
What's all the commotion?
We've got another holiday to worry about. It seems Thanksgiving Day is upon us.
I haven't even finished eating all my Halloween candy!
Sally, Thanksgiving is a very important holiday. Ours was the first country in the world to make a national holiday to give thanks.
Linus, of course, would always, he knows everything about every holiday.
He's very sharp.
Ask him about Arbor Day, any of those things, he knows all about it. So this date, it's Thanksgiving Charlie Brown. Actually, it's called a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, but I like it's Christmas Charlie Brown. It's Thanksgiving Charlie Brown.
Right.
It's Arbor Day Charlie Brown.
Was Charlie Brown always caught off guard and surprised by these holidays?
He was often caught off guard.
Right.
I mean, he obviously didn't know how to read a calendar, and he never got any cards.
Right. That's very sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sad.
And of course, it all led to. A little bit later on here, they're sitting around the picnic table. It's actually a ping pong table. And let's just say Peppermint Patty not very happy with what was being served for Thanksgiving dinner by Snoopy.
Right. What's this? A piece of toast? A pretzel stick? Popcorn? What blockhead cooked all this?
What blockhead cooked all this?
So that was this date, 1973.
That's good.
Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. And, you know, I kind of bounce back and forth. Is Peppermint Patty a boy or a girl? Yeah. A lot of times it's a girl. I'm back to boy now.
Right.
Actually, she kind of complained like maybe a girl would. A guy would just show up. I mean, toast, jelly beans, pretzels, popcorn. Any guy would be happy with that.
Right, Lizzie.
So I think I'm back to her being a girl.
Oh.
For this particular usage. So that was in 73. 77.
In Chicago, hopes of being number one rest with one man. The Minnesota Vikings knew this last Sunday, but like the weather, what they knew and what they could do about Walter Payton, number 34, were different things entirely.
Yeah, the Vikings are playing the Bears. Walter Payton had the flu. We have some NFL Films music for you.
Seldom stop number 34 short of a 10-yard gain. And this 58-yard... The Vikings seldom stop number 34 short of a 10-yard gain. And this 58-yard burst was but a small part of an NFL record 275 yards rushing by the league's leading runner.
Paul Kraus just could not get to the edge and force him out of bounds on that particular play. 275 yards. Walter Payton.
That's a big number.
Do you remember watching that game?
I did. It was 77. Very painful.
I'm sure it was. The Vikings lost 10-7. I mean, the game itself was painful.
Yes, it was terrible.
And there's a rainy, wet, artificial turf there at the old Soldier Field. Walter Payton had the flu. Some of the best performances are when they had Michael Jordan.
Under the weather, yeah.
Against the Jazz in NBA Finals. 1983 on your TV.
Millisecond takes you beyond imagining, beyond tomorrow, and into the day after.
The day after.
Oh, yeah.
The highest, most watched TV movie ever. An estimated 100 million people watched the controversial ABC TV movie The Day After. The movie depicted the outbreak of nuclear war there in the early 80s. Height of the Cold War. Maybe the height of the Cold War was the... Cuban Missile Crisis,
yeah,
but early
80s,
there was a lot of rhetoric, a lot of talk, things going on as well. Russians in Afghanistan, all that was going on. Neil, what do you remember about watching The Day After?
I don't.
Because you didn't watch it?
No.
Apparently, thermonuclear war wasn't on your radar at that point.
Gunsmoke
in the
was.
Early 1980s. You were out with your good time buddies.
Right. I did watch Good Times.
And we did watch Good Times. Yes. That's good. Yeah. And they did tackle some controversial topics.
Well, they did.
Certainly on Good Times. Yeah. But, you know, I was in school at the time, and I remember we talked about it. And, you know, for the young people, it was something that we all watched. And I would have been watching TV anyway.
Sure.
So we just happened to... And as big of a Jason Robards fan as you are, I'm surprised you didn't watch it.
I did like Jason Robards.
Jason Robards was in that, and he was phenomenal the day after this date in 83. How about 1990?
This phone calls, enormous rumors that you don't sing on the record. You have to lip sync in front of a 500 million people, right? If you don't lip sync right, it's like oil on a fire. So we freaked out.
Rob and Fab were freaking out on this date to the point that they had to give up their Grammy for Best New Artist this date, 1990. Yes, they did. I mean, there are artists that lip sync all the time. They lip synced on American Bandstand. They lip synced on Solid Gold. They lip sync on stage.
Right.
I mean, they do this all the time. I mean, some of these artists are out there running and doing cartwheels and burpees and jumping jacks, and then they're not breathing heavy on the audio. It's obvious they're lip syncing.
Correct.
But the problem was with Milli Vanilli is that they did not sing on their record. They were lip syncing.
They weren't lip syncing themselves.
Yes, they lip synced. Obviously, they were lip syncing when they performed it live, but then it came back that. That also was not their voice.
Right.
It's one thing to lip sync to your own voice, but if you're lip syncing to somebody else's voice who actually recorded the song, girl, you know it's true. So I don't know. Did they give the Grammy to maybe the runner up? I mean, I was always cheering for the Indigo Girls myself.
Yeah.
But I know Soul to Soul was pretty good. Back to Life, Back to Reality. It was a big shot of reality there for Milli Vanilli.
Yep,
right. 1990.
Between the eyes.
Let's go back to 84 here because we have to celebrate the 50 billionth McDonald's hamburger was made. They celebrated at the Grand Hyatt Hotel in New York City. And they're, you know why they make so many? Because they're just trying to find one that actually tastes good.
Right. It takes a while.
50 billion. Well, now 50 billion wants to try this one. This one's got to be better. So that was this date.
They were consistent.
In 1984. And they are consistent. That's the whole thing about McDonald's. Ray Kroc.
Right on.
He wanted every hamburger to taste the same at every restaurant.
Yep.
No matter where it was. No
French
matter what
fries,
country it was.
Burgers.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exact same ingredients. Exact same taste. Exact same presentation. 1998.
Zarya, the first component of the new International Space Station, was launched atop a Russian proton rocket from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. During the initial assembly stage of the ISS...
You are looking live at the Baikonur Cosmodrome, where today the first piece of the International Space Station... Neil, you probably call that the ISS.
Sure,
You've gotten a lot of good use out of that thing.
Yeah, we have.
We sent up the first piece of it this date. Well, the Russians did. 1998. And then a year ago.
When are you going to come down? When are you going to lie?
Reginald Dwight. It's Farewell Yellow Brick Road, the final tour. His final North American big concert at Dodger Stadium, Neil. And remember, Dodger Stadium, he had a famous 1970s concert there.
Sure.
He came out in the Dodgers uniform, all sequined up. You remember that.
I do.
All right, Elton John.
I saw him a couple of times in concert.
Yeah, I saw him at Target Center when he was here back in the late 90s. He can still sing pretty good. I mean, listen to that. Not too bad for a man in his 70s. That was this... This date a year ago at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. We have birthdays now today.
Up the river and through the woods from grandmother's house I come.
Look what just crawled out from under Plymouth Rock. Your Nana Mary just came in, and she's brought a special guest.
Roseanne's mother on The Roseanne Show, still with us at 96.
That's amazing.
Estelle Parsons. Ooh, she was in That Darn Cat. Boy, that was a heck of a movie.
That was.
That Darn Cat. It's almost as good as Follow That Bird. Mm. Estelle Parsons is 96 today. The actor Jerry Hardin.
I'm glad I have a chance to thank you.
For what, sir?
Why, for starting me out on the greatest adventure a man's ever had. And for helping a bitter old man to open his eyes. And see that the future turned out pretty well.
There he is. This is Mark Twain. It's been a while since we've got a Star Trek clip in on the Bob FM Almanac.
Always
Jerry
appreciated.
Hardin as Samuel Clemens, a.k.a. Mark Twain, a very special two-part cliffhanging episode arc on Star Trek The Next Generation. People also might remember Jerry Hardin, big-time character actor. He did do a Gunsmoke.
He did?
He did do a Gunsmoke. I forgot what the character was.
I gotta look now.
But it was one episode. I know you know every episode.
I do.
He was in the X-Files. He was Deep Throat.
Okay.
For you X-Files fans, he was Deep Throat. And he is 94 today.
Well, how I wish I was in Peoria.
Oh, yeah.
Peoria. Tonight.
Oh, how I miss those girls in Peoria.
Wait a minute. I know you're nervous, everything, but you got to get the words right.
I'm not nervous. I just...
You're nervous. I know you're nervous.
I'm not nervous.
Well, admit it. You're nervous.
I'm not nervous.
You mean you're not... Not even a little bit?
I'm not nervous at all. Threw up a little while ago.
The famous Smothers Brothers. One half. You have Tom. You have Dick. Too bad they didn't have a brother named Harry.
That would have been very appropriate.
Dick Smothers. He's the one that Tom always accused of mother loving best.
Right.
Mom always liked you best.
Right.
Dick Smothers, 84. Tom's still with us, too. Tom's the older one.
Right.
Tom's a couple of years older.
They were fabulous.
Than Dick. Our current president, Joe Biden, 81 today.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
Joe Biden, 81 here today.
Missed it by that much.
And you know, the thing is, actually earlier that day, and nobody knew this, that he actually signed an executive agreement, an executive order, saying that "in" is no longer a word.
Ah.
Well, so he had preemptively done that.
Well, then he was accurate.
He was right then. Okay. Made in. If "in" isn't a word, then two words for you. Made in America, that is two words.
Yeah.
And "in" is something else other than a word.
That was a savvy play on his part.
Executive order, Neil.
Yeah.
Presidents can do that.
They can do it.
Yes, exactly. My Maserati does 185. How about Joe Walsh? I lost my license.
Now I don't drive. Very skilled.
He's not with the Eagles now. He wasn't in town playing with them, was he?
I don't know.
I guess Vince Gill looked like a hobo. That's what I was told. I had a friend that went, and he said, yeah.
Well,
they didn't get dressed up. But why get dressed up at that age? You guys, they've been around, and Vince, of course, filling in and singing, I'm assuming, the Glenn Frey parts, right?
And I talked to people that were at the show. I got a text, too, from Terry Train. They were... Yeah, all indications were they were phenomenal.
Good. How about the Doobies?
I'm going to see them tonight. Not them, but a tribute show.
Oh, because the Doobies open for the Eagles. Yeah. Supposed to be Steely Dan.
Yeah. According to this, he's still with them.
Okay, Joe Walsh, 76. What do you think of this intro right here?
Iconic.
It's Norman Greenbaum's birthday today. He of the Spirit in the Sky. Any period piece from the 60s certainly is not complete without this song, part of the soundtrack. Let's see if we get to the part where he sings here. Norman Green. When I lay me down to die, going up to the Spirit in the Sky. Going up to the Spirit in the Sky, 81 for Norman Greenbaum. For your SpongeBob fans,
I can't think of anything I'd love to do more on my day off than go jellyfishing with my two best friends, SpongeBob and
Patrick.
Right. But I can't. Bye-bye.
He's Squidward. The Squid, Neil.
Yeah.
Squidward. I'm sure your boys are familiar with Squidward. They watch SpongeBob SquarePants.
Well, yeah, my grandson watches it. My older grandson watches them every day.
Voice actor Roger Bumpus. You could say Bumpass if you want, but we go with Bumpus. Is 72 today.
Okay. Well, listen, we took all the disco records that you brought tonight. We got them in a giant box. And we're going to blow them up. Real good.
The guy, he didn't like disco, and he got together with the White Sox and Bill and Mike Veck for Disco Demolition Night. DJ Steve Dahl.
Well,
is 69.
He was on a mission.
He was on a mission, yep. And it turned ugly.
It did.
There's no doubt about that. Bo Derek.
Because on a scale from 1 to 10, George Weber is about to meet... an 11.
Tonight, I spend with you.
Dudley Moore.
Sir, can I get you anything else?
And Bo Derek. In 10.
He's a lucky man.
She's 67 today.
Well, this is nice, really. Listen, if this is going to get you in trouble, we'll leave, all right?
No, it's okay. General Barnicky's going to be gone until tomorrow morning.
Good.
General Barnicky, that guy owes me
money.
That son of a gun. So she was one of the MPs. She was the one who did not get the Aunt Jemima treatment.
Correct.
With the spatula. Sean Young.
The don't touch and see how close we can get.
That right. You know it. Yeah. 64.
And she was also, you know, in Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. Yes. As the...
A little closer, baby.
Oh, we found out she was a man, actually.
I feel like laying you down.
Ray Finkel.
Yes. This is so good.
Dirk Bentley, 48 today. We got another singer.
He was
today.
Just in town, too.
Good.
He rules the world with the staff and the rod. We're a team.
Staff and the rod.
Me and God.
Josh Turner, 46. And our rapper of the day is Future. Future is our rapper of
just
the day.
Future and spelled
today.
Normal, too.
Yes, indeed. And before we get to Gone But Not Forgotten, you can clear your throat. You got a chance here. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Bob Almanac.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG Albert, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI, Elk River, KLCI, HD1, Elk River, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Bob FM.
And the Bob Almanac. We should probably get that on there.
Yeah, that's where station identification. Gone but not forgotten. He was the baseball commissioner during the Black Sox scandal and ruled with an iron fist. Kennesaw Mountain Landis, born on this day, 1866. He's got his own telescope named after him, the Hubble Space Telescope. Astronomer Edwin Hubble, born on this day, 1889. Fine actor Reginald Denny, born on this day, 1891. Had a minor role right before he died in the Batman movie that you may recall.
He's the one who sneezed in, I think he's the one who sneezed in the submarine, and all those world leaders that were in the that were in the little test tubes.
Right.
He sneezed and their powder went everywhere.
Oops.
They all got mixed up.
The guy gave us Dick Tracy, and that was Chester Gould, born on this day in the year was 1900. Do you remember Kukula, Fran, and Ollie? And
here we are, back with you again.
Nice.
Yes, by golly.
And yes, by golly.
A Kukula, Fran.
And dear old Ollie.
Here we
those are some
again.
Ugly puppets.
They are.
The ugliest
to be honest,
puppets.
They are.
I thought their puppets made Lady Elaine from Lady Elaine Fairchild from the Make Believe on Mr. Rogers look like Bo Derek.
Right.
To be honest.
He's about to meet an 11. Fran Allison of Kukula, Fran, and Ollie, born on this day, 1907. It's TV theme time. And if you can identify that theme, you get bonus points. Alistair Cook was the host of Mass.
I'm Alistair Cook. Tonight we begin a new series.
I'm just too bored already with it.
We won't know what that new series is all about. Masterpiece Theater, hosted by Alistair Cook. Born on this day, 1908, he did win Emmy for that work. He was the attorney general, ran for president, and was assassinated at a young age.
Now his son's running for president.
Now his son is, that is correct. Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy, Bobby, born on this day, 1925. He was the neighbor to the Jeffersons, and his name Tom Willis on the show, real name Franklin Cover.
Married to Helen.
Correct.
Now, calm down. It's not worth breaking up over Crazy George.
Crazy George, wasn't he the guy with the ball and the
tambourine
and
thing?
Who
are you calling Crazy Hockey?
Don't call me honky.
Although he was the honkiest of them all.
He really was.
Although, no, maybe that was Bentley.
Well, might have been.
Or the doorman.
Yeah, the doorman. But Franklin Cover.
They're moving on up.
He did a great job in that role. Born on this day, 1928. He has kissed more women maybe than anybody in the history. I'm not sure. Richard Dick Dawson.
Can you just imagine how much lip fungus he passed along?
I don't want to know.
And, yeah.
Name a part of the body people dab perfume on.
Yes, sir. On the tongue, the tip of the tongue.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
The old different strokes for different folks. The old tip of the tongue.
That's Dick Van Patten, so that's All-Star Family Feud. It's Dick Patten versus Gav McLeod. Talk about a couple of follically challenged gentlemen up there in the head-to-head.
Oh, my goodness. And he came up with tip of the tongue. How many can we get a showing of hands? Tip of a tongue for
that
perfume.
That put perfume on the tip of their tongue. Maybe there are a few out there. Good. I mean,
Richard Dawes, to me, he'll always be Newkirk on Hogan's Heroes and born on this day in 1932. And Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Dwayne Allman.
We got to go back a ways to find recordings that were released with Dwayne Allman on it. Because he died in 71 before really they started all their hit-making.
Right.
But this is Revival, and he's on this one.
Regarded as one of the top 10 guitarists of all time, I do believe. And, died of a motorcycle accident. in Macon, Georgia, when he was a very young man, sadly. He and his brother Greg had already formed, as you mentioned, the Allman Brothers. But Dwayne Allman from Florida, born on this day, 1946. They're gone, but not forgotten.
Let's try something else. I've already done the station ID. So let's do your big, big bad kickoff song, and then tell me if this works if we do it. Brad Paisley, uh-huh. I'm Still a Guy. Trouble on the Line, Sawyer Brown.
Right.
Or Toby Keith, Made in America. I got two words for you. That's total coincidence. It's a total coincidence that that song came up.
That is too good. It has to be.
That one. Yeah. Yes. Two words for you coming up.
Total Country Bob FM.